Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today's episode, we're going to be talking all about how to simplify your healthy routine. Now, why do I want to talk about this? Well, it seems to be the number one thing that's coming into my office lately. A lot of folks are kind of coming off the gung-ho of the beginning of the new year, and they're going, okay, I bit off more than I can chew. I need to simplify my health routine because I can't stick to everything I'm trying to do. And, you know, they're right. I find a lot of people try to do a million things to be healthy, and they end up just giving up because there's too much involved. It overwhelms them. In fact, had two patients in my office this week that were like, oh man, Dr. Krause, I just got too many things going on. I can't seem to keep up with all of the different things that I want to do to keep myself healthy. So I said, all right, let's break it down in terms of what is absolutely the most important things you need to do to take care of yourself when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling stressed, when life just doesn't allow you to do everything you could possibly do. I think there's a lot of social media out there kind of making it look like all of these health gurus do a million things to keep themselves healthy daily. And maybe some people do. But I gotta be honest, I'm really busy. And there are seven main things that I focus on that I make sure happen every single day. And the rest of the things, it's either I have to be on a protocol and set myself up for a certain time frame, so like a detox. I mentioned protocols with supplements in my last podcast, and I kind of simplified supplements for folks because it seems that that also gets out of control. But I find that a lot of people will be bouncing around with all of the different social media things out there, from oil pulling to needing to do lymphatic cleansing and needing to do X, Y, and Z every single day on top of their other healthy living regimens. And I think it becomes a little bit crazy. And I think a lot of us easily overwhelm ourselves. So what do I think should be those seven steps? Now, I'm sure people could argue with me, but what I found in my over a decade of practice, if I could get people to do these seven things, and even seven might seem overwhelming to some folks, so keep that in mind as well. We can back that even down. But if someone could keep seven basic things going, it's fine. You're gonna be ahead of the game. I think a lot of what's out there today kind of makes it sound like if we have pizza one day, or if we have a sweet treat that has real sugar in it, or fake sugar, or high fructose corn syrup, whatever the heck it may be, we are going to just ruin our lives, and our digestive system's going to freak out, and all these different things are going to happen. It's not really the case. The old adage of 80-20, 90-10, and I really do like folks to be more on a 90-10 because the 80-20 sometimes can get a little crazy because we give us a little more 80s in the wrong direction than the 20s. But anyway, the point being here is you can be healthy. You can do it. You just have to set routines. And what I'm doing with this podcast is really trying to break through all of the noise out there and give you it straight in terms of what really matters. What makes the most impact? Number one, water. Drinking water. It's free if you have a good filtration system in your home. You could get free water, or you could have bottled water or water service. Or if you live somewhere that has great water. I live in the city of Tacoma, Washington, that does not have good water, so I have to pay to have good water. But water is extremely important. Extremely important. And you know what? Even if you can't afford the best of water, I don't even care. Your body needs water, irregardless of, yes, if it has a little lead in it, yes, if it has a little fluoride, if it has a little chlorine. You know what? Heavy metals building up in the system take time to build up in the system and cause trouble. Granted, I know if you've done research, looked at what happened in Flint, Michigan with all of the lead in the water, that's a different story. If your water is brown, don't drink it. You understand. But if your water has trace elements of lead, if your water has trace elements of mercury, arsenic, these kinds of things, and you can't afford to pay for a water service, you know what? It's okay. Yes, I admit I'm in Tacoma, Washington, and I pay for a water service, but if you can't and you live here in this area, that's okay. You know why? Because your body's going to take time to build up all of those chemicals, and if you don't have water in your system at all, you can't flush them out anyway. So, it's more important to drink water. Really, truly is. And you've heard me, if you've listened to any of my podcasts before, I always say drink half your body weight in ounces of water. Absolutely the minimum. Absolutely the minimum daily. And I encourage people to keep track by getting a water bottle that has the ounces on the outside, or just know the ounces on the outside of the bottle. And you can bring that into your routine. You don't have to drink orange juice. You don't have to drink Red Bulls. That does nothing for your body. Yes, there is vitamin C in orange juice, but really, to be honest with you, do you need more vitamin C or do you need water? If we break it down in terms of what's most important, water is much more important. We're no different than plants. So water, number one, making it a habit. If you are trying to get healthy and you've just been struggling with every other aspect from cooking and everything else, focus on water. You will notice some serious change. Headaches can go away for a lot of people, joint pain, muscle spasms at night, so restless leg kind of stuff too, can sometimes be changed with water. I'll admit that there's other causes, but you'd be surprised. A lot of people, if you're more on the tendency to have constipation, it might go away completely with water. That could save you from having to take like Metamucil and five other supplements to get your bowels moving. Or taking medication to get your bowels moving, or taking medication for headaches. It's something to really, really think about. So half your body weight in ounces of water at the minimum daily. Number two, sleep. I don't know how much I can stress this one. Yes, there are folks out there that say that you can get away with 4 hours, 5 hours of sleep and it does not make a difference. I don't see that happening for a lot of people in my practice. Granted, people come to see me when they're not feeling well. But on average, I see people doing a lot better with 6.5, 7, 8 hours a night of sleep. And you know what's consistent about it? The consistency. That's the key. Consistent bedtime, waking up time. We are cavemen. We live by routine, which actually funnels really nicely into number three of my you need to have this happening is routines. So if you get regular sleep and you set yourself a schedule for sleep and you stick with it as close as you possibly can and make it crucially important to sleep, you're going to notice changes. A lot of changes, especially in the area of fatigue. I noticed that over time, it usually takes about 3 months though, because I think a lot of people will be like, well, I've been sleeping for a month and I'm not energetic yet. I'm not jumping out of bed. What's going on? It takes time. My best gal pal, Meredith, she's a coach. She was on the podcast a while back. I'll get her back on here soon. Her favorite statement is time takes time. I've started to tell people this. It takes time to build a routine. It's going to take time for you to build a routine to drink water if you suck at drinking water. It's going to take time to build a routine for sleep. But you know what? I'd much rather have people have routines set than be taking a handful of supplements to help them sleep. Now, of course, I know we get stressed out. Things happen where it makes it difficult for us to sleep. And having, you know, a couple herbal things in your back pocket or even some CBD in your back pocket to help you to sleep, that's great. But relying on it day in, day out, you don't want to be there. You want to be able to set yourself a sleep routine. So if I can't stress it enough, get the Flux app on your computer so that it brings down the light on your computer screen and cut your screen time off by at least an hour before you go to bed. Don't be sitting in bed scrolling on Facebook and using your iPad or your phone. Just get off these things. Disconnect and enjoy life a little bit. There are plenty of things that you can do in your bedroom that don't require screen time. I'm sure you can use your imagination. Now, let's go into number three in routines. So I talked about sleep. The next one that a lot of people seem to have trouble with is meal planning and meal prep. I don't know how many times that's like the sticking point or like the biggest barrier for someone to be, quote, healthy in their mind when they come in my office. And, you know, really, our bodies are really great at treating us well if we feel them well, if we set a routine for eating. So if we set a routine for sleep, we set a routine for eating, and we set a routine for chilling out, which leads me into my next one, but I'm going to give it a minute here. Let's talk about routines for a second. Now, I have a routine planner that I will put in my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. And what it is, and it's also on my resources page, so drjkrausnd/resources, scroll down a little bit in there and you'll see my routine planner and my routine guide. It's really just a visual to help you to create a routine for yourself. A lot of moms and dads out there know about routines. They create routines for their kids, but sometimes they don't create them for themselves. And that's where we're really missing out here. A lot of us are super stressed out because we don't have a routine. We run through life willy-nilly. We don't know what we're going to have for dinner. We didn't make lunch. We're rushing from one place to the other, trying to squeeze in 500 activities in a day that we don't even have time for. Why do we do this to ourselves? So let's look at the eating component of things. Before I even dive into working on clean eating with patients, I'm like, let's just get you a set breakfast, lunch, dinner. You want to intermittent fast? That's fine. Just set your time that you're going to eat your first meal, your second meal, and if you're going to do a third meal. I don't care which pattern of eating you want to do at this point. Now, you've heard in previous podcasts me talking about intermittent fasting not being the greatest for folks who are extremely fatigued, who have chronic fatigue, who have any thyroid issues. But for the rest of you out there, intermittent fasting isn't the end of the world. And it could be extremely helpful for a lot of folks that have blood sugar issues, especially insulin resistance. But if we're trying to simplify our health routine and we need to break through all the noise out there, let's go back to basics. Let's simplify it. When are you going to eat breakfast, or when are you going to eat your first meal? When are you going to eat your second meal? And when are you going to eat your third meal? And if you want snacks, when are you going to eat those? Make yourself a routine. Set it. Try to stick as close as possible to this routine. After a while, and it usually takes, I would say, with routines and food, about a month, and the body starts to ask for food at certain times. It'll be like, oh, I'm hungry. Oh, yeah, look it. It's 11 o'clock. It's my early lunchtime, or whatever it may be. But if you set a routine, your body's going to adjust to it. And if you have a routine of regularly getting food at certain times, you're going to have sustained energy all day long. Now, of course, these meals need to be a little bit more balanced. This is where meal prepping comes in. And I have some really great websites that I'm going to refer to. And they're blogs with recipes. And the biggest, basically, question or comment that I get from folks is, are there any blogs out there that have simple ingredients, easy to make meals? Because I think a lot of people are overwhelmed by the fancy food blogs out there with like 45 ingredients in a recipe, but really fancy pictures in the blog. And while there are quite a few out there like that, I love a few. And I'm going to kind of give you a breakdown of ones that are simple, but also talk about just whole foods recipes. They are not paleo. They're not subscribe to any style of eating, because I think that's another stressor for a lot of people. Because when we get to the point where we're like, oh no, I need to have zucchini noodles. I can't, you know, what else do I put in there? It's a pasta dish. I don't want to eat the pasta. And then, oh my God, what am I going to put in there? And then next thing you know, you just end up eating junk food because you just go out to eat because you're like, I can't make this meal. So simplifying your eating plan. After you've made your routine, the next thing is eating things closest to nature, but not subscribing to a certain diet plan. Because I think when we start to subscribe to certain diet plans, that complicates our health routine and we end up getting really confused. And it just makes it so much harder, because trying to find alternative recipes to your favorite foods can be a downright pain in the butt. And there's usually more prep involved and possibility for error. Let me just put it this way. I don't know how many paleo meals I've screwed up, or gluten-free or grain-free, whatever they may be. Grain-free, actually, I don't mess up too bad, because something about the paleo desserts and the paleo like fake bread stuff. Yeah. Like hockey pucks. If you guys have ever messed that up, you know what I'm talking about. So that being said, the Stone Soup, that is one of my favorite blogs because it's a 6-ingredient dinners gig. Jules Clancy is the author of that blog, and she's really genius in terms of putting together really good tasting dinners that don't subscribe to any type of specific meal plan. So my list today is, like I said before, it's not going to be following a specific paleo, autoimmune paleo, gluten-free, dairy-free, blah, 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 blah. I just want you to eat healthier. And by that, I mean whole foods, foods that you made with ingredients closest to nature. Super simple. Don't try to make it all crazy and add on a dietary plan on top of it. Now, the everydaymaven.com, she's got some really quick recipes, all whole food stuff. Love it. Sprouted Kitchen. Now, this is one of those ones where there's a lot of eye candy because the photography is great on this, but don't let that deceive you. The recipes are very, very down to earth, easy to make. The last website that I put on my list for you guys today is skinnytaste.com. Now, it's not a diet website at all. It's just a more health conscious whole foods approach to eating. So check that one out. That's another really great one. Now, another thing that's really important to mention at this point is meal prepping. So I just gave you some websites for recipes, or as I would look at it, food porn. But once you get past looking at the recipes, it seems like a lot of people will be like paralyzed. Like, okay, I know what I want to make, but I do not know how I'm going to get that into my schedule or where I'm going to have enough time. None of the websites that I just gave you have recipes that are going to take more than a half hour to put together. It's quicker meals there. Now, if you need some meal planning help, and in fact, some meal plans that aren't based on any diet, and you have a crock pot or Instapot, familyfreshmeals.com is one of my favorite blogs to get ideas. And in fact, just like straight up meal plans to you. You don't even have to think, you can just use what they have there. And there's a ton of them. You can go back through their archives. And so if you don't want to think at all about what you're going to make and you just want someone else's plan, that's where you want to go. And their recipes are very easy to make as well. Now, there's another one called Dinners, Dishes, and Desserts. Now, this gal has got some good stuff in there, but she's also got some creative things, like her cocktails. And I think that's kind of fun, because I think for a lot of us, we look at meal planning and we get a little terrified, but if there's a little fun aspect to it, it could keep us going. So check that out. Now, there's two other sites that I do follow, but I've kind of followed them through Pinterest more than I have their actual blogs. And when I went to their websites, it looks like it is more Pinterest oriented, but the mealprepsociety.com and the Meal Prepster. These two also have a lot of meal plans and prep ideas just to help give you an idea of how easy this can be. I even have a podcast dedicated to meal prep and how I do it every single Sunday, day in, week in, week out, the same gig. And I'm usually in and out in about 90 minutes to 2 hours at the most. And it's quick and easy. And I've got my breakdown for you so you can kind of hear what I do. And that's episode 101, by the way. So if you're looking for that one and you want to dive into how I do it, I break it all down in that. But the family fresh meals, the dinner dishes and desserts, these are some of my go-tos for simplifying the meal prep process. And usually what I recommend for patients to really just break down their health care routine. Now, there's also Sunbasket and Green Chef. Those are the two delivery companies that I really like. The other ones, you know, it's just where the foods are coming from. And Sunbasket and Green Chef source a lot better than some of the other companies out there. The Purple Carrot's pretty good too, but they're vegan, vegetarian. And so Sunbasket and Green Chef kind of cater to all styles of eating. And so that's why I'm mentioning them here. So there's a lot of folks out there that, you know what, the cooking just isn't going to happen. That's okay. You know, one of the other things about simplifying your health routine is knowing what you are willing to do and what you're not willing to do. And there's nothing wrong with being like, you know what, I'm done with the kitchen. I don't want to be in the kitchen. I don't want to waste my time in the kitchen. Fine. Use one of these meal delivery services. They're not that costly. I mean, I think Sunbasket's like $88 for like 4 meals a week or something like that. And I don't know Green Chef's pricing, but it's not terrible when you break it down. And they have other plans too. So it's something to consider if you don't want to spend a ton of time meal prepping, or you want to have dinners done and you can meal prep breakfast and lunch. Here you go. You've got it right there. So you know what? This is where we segue into my number 5 of the 7 steps for simplifying your health: stress management. If meal prepping stresses you out, you've tried it a couple of times and you just can't seem to get it into a routine because A, you hate cooking, or B, you just got better things to do than be in the kitchen, it's all about being real with yourself and accepting the fact that that is not your jam. And that's okay. So how do we work into stress management? I think a lot of people, the reason we're stressed, especially women, is that we don't take time for ourselves. I would be just fine if someone worked into the routine that every single Friday and Saturday night they went out to eat. That's fine. It's part of a routine. Now, the other big thing about routine and taking care of yourself and creating a health routine that works is really giving yourself the permission to do so, that you're worth it, that you deserve to take care of yourself, that this is something that's your right, that it's also something that is a true example of self-love. Now, yes, I'm getting a little sappy, but part of stress, I think at this point, from what I've seen from my practice, what I've even seen in myself, is that we stress ourselves out because we don't take care of ourselves, because we don't love ourselves as much as we freaking should. And sometimes we might not think of it that way. We might be like, I totally love myself. But, you know, you just keep putting more and more on your plate. You just keep scheduling yourself out more. It's not worth it. It's not worth stressing yourself out. So here's where I turn to helping folks find a positivity blog that they associate with. In fact, there is the Positivity Blog by Henrik Edberg. I like that blog. I actually recommended it to quite a few people. I also like Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's got some great concepts there. He gets in a little bit more into neurobiology and neuroscience. But hey, if you want to geek out, he is a good resource. That's Dr. Joe Dispenza. I also really, really like The Minimalists blog. It is theminimalists.com. It's Joshua and Ryan. These two guys are like, they're hilarious. But they're really talking about getting rid of your crap in your house that clutters your mind, in your life that clutters your mind, getting rid of the past. I dig it. I think a lot of us have stress that comes from past exposures, let's put it that way, PTSD of sorts, past traumas. And I think a lot of the things that we surround ourselves with, whether we know it or not, kind of trigger us. So living in a environment that has minimal things surrounding you to not distract your brain actually works. And I found it for a lot of people, even myself, when my area starts to get clogged and my desk is overflowing with papers and I clean it up, I feel like a cloud is like lifted off my body. It's crazy. So I think it's something to consider. And if that doesn't work for you, channeling your inner five-year-old to go out and have more fun and just let go. Just play. I almost feel like singing the song from Frozen. Let it go, let it go. Yeah, I don't sing, so I won't torture you guys with that one. So speaking of playing, that segues into my number 6 in the health simplified steps. That's moving. And I think a lot of people get scared when I say move or exercise. You know what? Take the word exercise out. Let's just get you moving. Let's just get you out on a walk. Let's get you hula hooping. Let's get you dancing. Let's get you playing. I don't care if you bust a move in the middle of your living room. Something to get you moving and off your butt. That is absolutely crucial. And I definitely want folks to build that into their health routine. And I don't care how you do it. You can Pinterest, like travel workouts, home workouts, whatever. Do some jumping jacks and burpees till the cows come home. Whatever makes you smile and you have fun when you do it. Moving shouldn't be thought of as torture. It should be thought of as fun. In fact, I heard a patient this week who told me that she gets together with their coworkers after work and they do a workout class, like a boot camp. That's so cool. I think that we should have folks doing that more often. I know a lot of times work environments will set up a after work yoga or after work Pilates class. My old work in Colorado did that and it was so much fun. We had a great time together. So if you know anyone in your HR department or if you are in the HR department, you know, suggest that to your bosses or the owners of your business. See if you can get a work group going to move together. Or, you know what, talk with your friends and see if instead of meeting for happy hour, you could go and, you know, make a couple loops around a park that y'all like or switch parks or go down to the beach if you live in an area where there's water. Or even go out to a soccer field and kick a ball around. Something of that nature. Just something that you're moving and having fun and really just releasing some of the stress from the day. I do think that moving and stress management really kind of go hand in hand. And I think a lot of us we've lost our sense of being a kid and play. And we need to play more and experience life more. Getting out and breathe some fresh air a little bit more. Laugh more. Giggle more, whatever it may be. Just go out and have a good time. So number 7 in terms of simplifying health is focusing on one health concern at a time. A lot of times folks will come into my office and they want to change everything that's wrong with their health. And unless I can connect things all together and simplify their protocol, it sometimes gets difficult to try to tackle everything at once. And I have a lot of people that will come in to me after Google doctoring a lot and, you know, following different health blogs and things of that nature. And they have themselves on so many different supplements and they don't really know why. And then they're like, I can't keep up with eating healthy. I can't keep up with sleeping. I'm not drinking enough water, but I'm taking my supplements. And it's not good. It's not good for your health. And so if you're out there and you're just like, man, I just can't seem to keep myself healthy. You know what? Let's go back to the basics. So go back to step number 1 and really hammer out getting the water routine down. After that, tackle sleep. Then start to get on a routine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner or whatever meal plan you're following. Once you get those down, then start to incorporate the whole foods eating plan. Not talking about super diets. I'm just talking about eating closest to nature. Then after that, work on stress management. And maybe while you're working on stress management, you can sneak in number 6 of moving. And once you got those hammered down, then working on focus of a specific health concern if it still exists. Note that I said if it still exists, because steps 1 through 6 can sometimes take care of a lot of the common health concerns that folks come to me with. And steps 1 through 6 don't require supplements. It's little actions you can take to get yourself balanced, have a routine, and really find your groove for getting healthy. Healthy living does not have to be difficult. You just need to get focused and get some routines. Alrighty, so I'm going to put all of this in my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. If you have questions, if you're struggling with anything in terms of your health and you'd like me to talk about it on the podcast, I'm all ears. Send me an email at info@drjkrausnd.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to talk about anything and everything related to health and what I've seen, and I'd give you my best advice possible. Okay, you've survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Hey everybody, Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausnd.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.